There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. You can Skype on in here at Skype username LRN.FM. We just had a moment ago a lady on the line who was both the daughter and the wife of a cop. Two different cops. And, by the way, with you in studio tonight, it's Ian. Oh, sorry about that, Conan. Try that one more time.
And Conan.
Excellent.
And Mark.
And so she was of the opinion that the police need to be armed, and the fact that in some countries that the police are not armed really didn't matter to her, because she thought that the criminal class in the United States was more dangerous than the criminals in, say, the UK.
Germany, Great Britain, Canada. She mentioned all those.
And I've actually got an article here from the Washington Post about countries where the police do not have guns. I don't believe the claim that the criminals are more dangerous in the United States. It doesn't make any sense to me at all. I think that, you know, anybody can say what they want to, and she was going based off of what videos she's seen from her husband or her father.
I'm sure she's seen some horrifying stuff off those cam videos. I'm not going to, you know, I'll bet she fears these are the two most important males in her life, and I'm sure she fears for their safety. I wouldn't doubt that at all, but let's not forget that both of those men signed up for a job where they're going to be, you know, carrying a gun and wearing a bulletproof vest every day.
Now, by the way, when you look at stats of deaths in America, they are by far way up in the list. I mean,
they're not among the top 10. Fishermen, roofers,
lumberjacks.
Lumberjacks have it rough. Truckers, people that drive for a living just because of the automobile wrecks. If you remove automobile accidents and police officers getting knocked into the ditch on the side of the road by cars, if you remove those from the numbers, then you're talking about a relatively safe job compared to many.
Meaning that they're no more dangerous of a job generally than like a delivery driver of some sort. Somebody who's on the road a lot has a good chance of having an accident at some point, right?
Right. But when you remove that, but if you include taxi driver is more dangerous than cop. So, I mean, I get why people worry for their family members, and I can certainly understand that, but it's not that dangerous being an unarmed cop in Great Britain.
So I think it's more about the type of death, and it's the same silly fear of terrorism that Americans have. It's the type of death, driving off of the road because you were drinking or because someone ran you off the road, or that's just normal. That happens so often that it's commonplace. But you know, being shot or having a plane land in your building is, you know, it's almost fantasy. It's so unbelievable, and people just fear it like, you know, you wouldn't believe.
Well, that's what the police move on. I mean, they want you to be afraid. The government in general wants you to be scared, because if you're scared, then you'll turn to them for protection, and then you'll be willing to put up with whatever sort of violations of your rights and your privacy and everything else that they've been doing here. As we talked about the TSA last night, with them failing 95% of the time on their own red team tests, but you'll turn to them no matter what the failure rate. They can just keep botching it up. They can keep burning people's houses to the ground, shooting people to death who didn't deserve it. I mean, just searching everybody everywhere, not just on planes, but setting up checkpoints internally in the United States. And we've heard about the TSA setting up at train stations and bus stations. Before you know it, they'll be setting up checkpoints in the street. Oh, wait, they already do that. They're called DUI checkpoints. And in Texas, they've got car registration checkpoints, basically checking your papers. Yeah, that's all totally fine, so long as they keep us safe. There's no amount, which is where I was kind of going with my questions for her about, you know, well, how far is too far? And for many of the people who support the militarized police state, there is no too far. They can just keep going, and they can keep arming up, and they can keep disconnecting themselves from the very people that they're supposedly serving. And this is, it's a sickness, and it needs to end. So I've actually got an article here from the Washington Post about those other countries. Because we talked a little bit about Great Britain, but there are others, apparently. Story here from earlier this year, actually in February, by Rick Nowick. In the United States, it seems obvious that police officers carry guns and are allowed to use them. In other places, however, this would be considered a provocation and a violation of the law. In Britain, Ireland, Norway, Iceland, and New Zealand, officers are unarmed when they are on patrol. Police are only equipped with firearms in special circumstances. It's a strategy that seems to work surprisingly well for these countries. Police officers there have saved lives exactly because they were unable to shoot. Quote, the practice is rooted in tradition and the belief that arming the police with guns engenders more gun violence than it prevents, says Gudmundur Oddsson, an assistant professor of sociology at Northern Michigan University. As the U.S. grapples with its own debates over gun control and better policing, these five nations could teach some crucial lessons. In Iceland, one-third of all citizens are armed, but police officers are not most of the time.
One-third of all citizens in Iceland are armed, but police officers are not. I'd also like to point out that they've had one fatal shooting since their inception as a country.
And this, by police?
By police. And this was a full-on sort of terrorist situation. The guy had a shotgun. He was threatening people in his building. They had every reason to shoot this guy. The police shot him and then came to his funeral.
It's incredible.
Brought flowers.
That level of humanity is not seen by many of the police departments in the United States. That would be an unheard-of thing to do around here. I'm not saying it's true of all cops in the U.S. There's different cops. Some of them are a lot better than others. And so, in fact, Mark, they mentioned that very shooting coming up here.
There are about there are 250,000 licensed firearm owners in New Zealand with 1.1 million firearms.
A 250,000 firearms owner, you say? Oh, in New Zealand.
Okay. In New Zealand, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit more about Iceland, though, here.
I just want to give some stats here.
Yep, let's go first to Ron. He's in North Carolina listening to Talk Radio 850. Hey, Ron.
Hello there, you guys. I just wanted to talk about cops briefly. I think a lot of the problems that they're having is that people just don't trust them anymore. I mean, I have never in my life, I've been on this rock 55 years, and I don't ever recall seeing a cop and saying, oh, excellent, a cop. You know, that's, you know, one comes up behind me, you know, what's going on? Have I got a taillight out, you know, maybe there's a roach in my ashtray or something.
Yeah, how many people, when a cop pulls up behind you, feel relieved?
Like he's here to save me. Oh, he's here to tell me about my taillight that's out.
Or seeing one on the side of the road and you're looking at your speedometer wondering, you know, so that whole pretense, you know, serve and protect, if it ever was true, it's certainly non-existent, at least for myself and my group of friends, you know, people that I hang with.
Are you a biker? Are you a criminal? Are you a lowlife?
Yeah, do you look just out of curiosity, I mean, how long's your hair? You know, what kind of car do you drive? These kind of things.
Well, I've got a Geo Metro that I spent a year restoring. I've got a pickup truck, and I've got two Harleys. I have a beard. My hair is fairly trimmed. I've been profiled numerous times on my bike.
Gotcha.
Beards are for bad guys.
Mm-hmm. And so are bicycles.
You know, as far as being an outlaw, to me, there's a major distinction. If you're, you know, being illegal is not immoral. You know, and
no
you know,
doubt, Ron. Yeah. Great call tonight, really, man. I appreciate hearing from you, dude.
Talk about Waco. Talk about what happened in Waco with the cops sometime.
Yeah, well, I actually haven't looked deeply into it, but I did read that the cops shot first in that Waco situation.
Oh, yeah, and they're offering $1 million bond for these guys, and they're offering them a get-out-of-jail-free card if they're willing not to sue for false arrest.
Thanks for the call, Ron. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Who feels a sense of relief when the police pull in behind them on the highway?
I don't, but I do have to say that most of my interactions with police have been quite good as
an
adult.
Right, and you don't feel a sense of relief, even though you've had generally positive interactions with
them. Right, they're, you know, they're carriers of bad news, but what I've got to kind of do is, you know, I've got a short haircut, and I drive my wife's Prius, right? Or my pickup truck. Mm-hmm. I don't profile as some kind of criminal generally.
Conan does. He's got long hair.
Oh, yeah, he's got long hair. I mean, if he doesn't want to deal with it, he can cut his hair. But, that's... So I have to look at this sort of as a dip from the standpoint of other people. And, you know, I can see why other people are pretty scared of the police.
All right, there's more on the way here. We'll talk more about the countries where police do not have guns when they're on patrol and what it's like there. 855-450-FREE. Why aren't the police being slaughtered left and right?
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now. 1-800-940-5957. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-940-5957. That's 1-800-940-5957. 1-800-940-5957.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Free Talk Live, you may dial toll-free here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the police and guns in the countries in the world in which the police do not have them. And we'll continue to explore that here in a moment. With you in studio, you've got me, Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
Don't forget to check Conan out over at blacksheeprising.org. It is a video program that has been going on, what, a couple of years now? A
couple of years. It started with Shire TV, and it kind of morphed into Black Sheep, which is a more adult late night program. Mm-hmm. And we talk a little bit about this, a little about that, a lot of keen stuff. We have guests on every week, and it's really just sit back and...
It's a unique show. There's nothing like it in the Liberty world because there's not a whole lot of video content in the Liberty community in general. There's plenty of audio shows, mm-hmm. and you guys do an audio version of Black Sheep Rising. But there really aren't that many video shows. There's you guys, there's Garrett Ian, he's got a show, AKPF number one that he does.
Right.
And Shire Dude puts together video. Of course, Dave Ridley also is a fairly prolific videographer. But as far as like people making content for broadcast TV, it's pretty much you and Garrett, I think.
Right, and there are openings. There are slots, and you're a board member over at Cheshire TV. And,
that's correct.
There are openings. There are availabilities for not just Liberty people, but for the entire community, and that's something that we pay for, and you might as well take advantage of it if you can't get rid of it.
Well, technically, the people who pay the cable bills pay for it.
Correct.
People who pay for cable television.
Which I don't even get. So
yeah, I don't either. I don't pay for it.
All the old people pay for it who can't stand the show, so which is
Do you get feedback for Black Sheep Rising?
Not that much anymore. I think people either love it or hate it, mm-hmm. and the people who hate it just don't watch it anymore. But
I heard the city manager watches your show.
He does. Oh, I'm sure that there are a lot of city employees who keep an eye on whatever is being said. And sometimes I actually have to step back things that I might say because I'm fearful that it might come back to haunt me. But usually I just go ahead and spit it out because to live in fear that someone is going to get you because you don't have a particular license or because you snickerdoodled a Vermont cop last week.
Right.
I don't know that there would be any blowback, but if you want to hear the story, it's on blacksheepRising.org. Actually, I haven't uploaded that video yet, but it'll be
coming soon.
Coming soon, the next couple of days.
So in Iceland, 1/3 of all citizens are armed, but police officers are not most of the time. We'll continue talking about these countries in the world where cops do not carry a gun when they're on their normal patrol. But first, have you or someone you know been a victim of electronic pickpocketing? Well, if not, maybe you're wondering what it is. It's when thieves pass near you with a scanner and they can read the data on those RFID chips. It might be in your credit and debit cards these days. The thieves can then use that information to charge your credit cards for the thieves' purchases, or worse yet, compromise your identity. Thanks to ID Stronghold, there's now an easy way to prevent electronic pickpocketing from happening to you. ID Stronghold has been making products to block electronic pickpocketing since 2005, and some of their most loyal customers are military personnel that place a high value on personal security. Now you can also have that same protection in the form of great leather RFID blocking wallets made by ID Stronghold. That's right. All you need to do is switch your wallet for a quality leather wallet from ID Stronghold with built-in protection against electronic pickpocketing. Visit IDStronghold.com. You can see their huge selection of his and hers wallets. That's IDStronghold.com and tell them Ian Freeman sent you to IDStronghold.com. As we continue here, Iceland, when police shot a man in Iceland in 2013, this is the one you were referencing earlier, Mark, this is the first time that police had used their firearms and killed a person in the history of the country.
It's only downhill now.
According to the Christian Science Monitor, granted, Iceland is a tiny country with only 300,000 inhabitants, but when you break...
And it was only recently a country in, like, 1960 or so.
Yeah. But still, when you break down the, per capita police killings, it's going to be drastically below
U.S. police are 100 times more deadly than German police for, people who live in inside their perspective areas.
And Germany is no small country. There are millions of people living there. So 1/3 of the country's population is armed with rifles and shotguns for hunting purposes, making it the 15th most armed country per capita in the world. Despite this, crime is extremely rare. Are Icelanders simply more peaceful than Americans?
It may be true.
According to London, that's most definitely the case. There are less rebellious people who live way up north of us.
Really?
I don't know. I'm throwing that out there.
Sociologist Oddsson says, quote, Iceland's low crime rates are rooted in the country's small, homogenous, egalitarian, and tightly knit society. Unquote. When asked what struck him most about crime in Iceland, Richard Wright, a criminology professor at Georgia State University, said, quote, once during a presentation, an Icelandic police officer kept referring to, quote, poor people with problems, unquote, and it took me a while before I realized she was talking about offenders. She considered every citizen precious because, quote, we are so few and there is so much to do, unquote, she said. Wright also thinks that the powerful standing of women in Iceland's politics as well as within the police force has helped to maintain low crime rates, something the U.S. should learn from. Both Oddsson and Wright agree that low inequality and a strong welfare system have contributed to Iceland's success in sustaining its unarmed police.
The article here from sort of describing German police gun classes is entitled Don't Shoot. So I'd say there's a cultural disparity going on, not just generally.
A police culture, you mean?
Inside the police, yes. Organizations also. Because we read a police chief talking about how, a police officer here in the United States handled a hostage situation without drawing his weapon, and everything came out well.
Yeah,
that
right.
Police chief said, regarding that police officer, who was not on his force, it was on a different force, he was just watching a video, he said he would fire him immediately.
Wow.
Because he didn't draw down and he didn't kill that man in the middle of the street.
It really seems like it's, shoot first, ask questions later. In the United States.
And I've been saying this all along, is I believe this comes from the top down.
Sure.
I don't think this is necessarily, and there's certainly problems, that rise from just giving people power, and police officers have more power, especially in the United States, than they do in other countries, but they have more power than the average citizen. But it's the brass, I think, that cause more of the problems. It's the people who allocate, where they allocate law enforcement and these sorts of things that really create the issues.
Let's go on here. Most of Ireland's officers, so not Iceland, now Ireland, are not even trained in using firearms. Ireland's gone a step further. There, most officers would not even know how to use a gun if they were threatened. According to the UN-sponsored research site gunpolicy.org, only 20 to 25% of Irish police officers are even qualified to use firearms. Despite that, Ireland has a much lower crime rates than the United States. Further, in Britain, 82% of the police do not want to be armed. According to the Manchester Chief Constable Sir Peter Fahey in 2012, this is a quote he made after two of his officers were shot dead. Keep that in mind when you hear this quote. Quote, sadly, we know from experience in America and other countries that having armed officers certainly does not mean, sadly, that police officers do not end up getting shot. Going on, the practice of walking unarmed patrols is an established fact of police life everywhere in the UK, apart from Northern Ireland. Since the 19th century, British officers on patrol have considered themselves to be guardians of citizens who should be easily approachable. There are far fewer incidents of deadly clashes between police and suspected criminals, while there were 461 so-called justifiable homicides committed by U.S. police in 2013. According to the FBI's Uniform Crime Report, there was not a single one in the United Kingdom in the same year. 855 450 free. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. Plenty of time for you to share your thoughts with us about whatever is on your mind. You don't have to be on the topic of the police and the police being armed specifically. We're actually talking about the countries in which they are not. That is the patrol officers, the ones you're most likely to encounter on a day-to-day basis. They are not armed in places including Ireland, Iceland, the United Kingdom, as well as, excuse me, Britain, I guess, as well as New Zealand and Norway. Now, I don't know if those are the only countries in the world that do not have armed police, but the headline of the story, is just those are five countries where the police don't carry a firearm. So it'd be interesting to know what some of the other ones are, because I suspect there are some more. You're welcome to share your thoughts here with us at 855-450-FREE. As we continue here with you in studio, Ian here.
Conan.
And Mark.
And don't forget that if you are online at all, you need to protect yourself, and you need to take responsibility for your privacy. It was last night when we had Derek J on, we went through a kind of a laundry list of great tools that you can use to protect your privacy online, like TechSecure and RedPhone, and there's a lot of really good ones. But ProXPN can help protect your privacy as well, and what they do is they actually encrypt your internet connection, so your own internet service provider no longer knows what exact service they're providing you. They're just providing you with internet, and they can't tell when you're using ProXPN what you're doing with it. because ProXPN encrypts that data, and then you connect to their servers, and their servers they have around the world that you can connect to. If you got the premium account, you get access to all those servers. You get unlimited bandwidth with them, plus you can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. That's with their premium account. You can go right now and get signed up for their free account by just downloading their app at proxpn.com/FTL. And their app is available for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and Linux. So once you get connected with ProXPN, your internet service provider is no longer able to log what you're doing online. Maybe sell those logs to other companies. Maybe they'll give them to the government. Well, if you're on ProXPN, their logs will be useless to them. And others, like criminals who want to sniff your Wi-Fi packets, they will be foiled as well. And you'll get 50% off when you use our discount code, which is FTL50. That's 50% off the regular monthly price when you buy the annual account at proxpn.com/FTL, use code FTL50, and you get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. And further, ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits. So don't forget promo code FTL50 at proxpn.com/FTL. Back to the story here from the Washington Post. It's just kind of looking into these other cultures, other places where police culture is different from the United States. Where in Great Britain, 82% of Britain's Police Federation members said they did not want to be routinely armed on duty. Now, I wonder what the percentage of American police officers would be that would say that.
Well, I think human beings want the things that they have always had, right? But what American police don't know is what it might be like to do their job without a gun.
According to the statistics, while there were 461 justifiable homicides committed by the police in the U.S. in 2013, there wasn't a single one in the United Kingdom in the same year. And further, at least one-third of British police officers have feared for their lives while being on duty, but still remained opposed to carrying firearms.
Hmm.
In New Zealand, a professor argued that it is more dangerous to be a farmer than an unarmed police officer.
It's that way in the United States, too.
In an essay, Auckland Technical University senior criminology lecturer John Buttle calculated that it is, in fact, safer for police officers not to carry weapons. He said, quote, "In New Zealand, it's more dangerous being a farmer than it is a police officer," he wrote in a paper published in 2010. "Arming the police would inevitably lead to an arms race with criminals," he says, "and a spike in casualties." Quote, "Only a dozen or so senior police officers nationwide are rostered to wear a handgun on any given shift." That's pretty amazing. Only a dozen officers in all of New Zealand are rostered to wear a handgun. Norway has stuck to the tradition despite a shock in 2011. In 2011, Norway suffered through a tragedy which exposed the dangers of unarmed law enforcement authorities. You might remember this one. It was when the far-right gunman Anders Behring Breivik attacked a Norwegian summer camp.
Yeah.
Remember that story?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah.
He killed 77 people. Now, murders are extremely rare in the Scandinavian country, but many blamed a delayed and flawed police response for the horrifying carnage that the man was able to inflict. So far, though, the tradition of unarmed police officers has proven to be stronger than the fear of terrorists.
And of course, what are the gun rights in Norway? Because if an armed civilian would have been at that camp, they, of course, could have done just as well of stopping the individual. Didn't the individual shoot himself, or was that?
I think they
locked him up, and he stays in jail, and he's relatively famous, and he still continues to troll the world.
Huh. 12 out of 16 Pacific Island nations, by the way, these are some of the other places in the world, do not allow police to carry weapons either. So add that to the five, you can get 17 countries at the very minimum. Their regional bumper sticker now reads, quote, "An unarmed society is a polite society," unquote,
that's funny,
says Alpers of the Sydney School of Public Health. Most experts agree, however, that it would be counterproductive to suddenly disarm U.S. police officers without addressing the origins of crime. One sociologist says that any attempts to roll back the militarization of the American police would need to be accompanied by policies that increase economic and racial equality and legitimate opportunity for advancement for the poor. Now, I don't necessarily agree with all of the assessments here of the sociologists, because they're saying that it was somehow the welfare system in some of these other countries that they believe contributes to lower crime rates.
And it sounds like they do have particular gun laws. And for example, Ireland has gun laws. Most people only apply for shotguns and hunting rifles.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have the handguns that we have here in the States.
Yeah, so they certainly do in Switzerland, where every male has a is a male or every adult has a
males probably.
Of course, they weren't on this list either. So I mean, maybe their officers are packing.
I don't know. Look, I think to some extent, Ian, that what we're talking about here is a cultural belief that somehow things are, you know, worse here than they are in these countries. Like, I think to some extent the caller was addressing it when just talking about, you know, when you see these riots are happening because of a pent up anger, not because of one case of one person who's not armed getting shot. The Michael Brown case, I think, is a really good example, because you're not talking about an angel here from what we can tell. But people were just sick of it. Finally, at that point,
that has to do with the way people are treated by the police. People are afraid of the police. Like the guy who called earlier, he said that, you know, people don't even want to talk to the police. They don't even want to help the police anymore because they're afraid the police are going to do something to them.
You know, very interesting story happened this week. Massachusetts cop, veteran, actually stopped in the store, and we talked for a while. I didn't realize what his position was.
Was he, like, how did you know he's a cop? Did he tell you?
He ended up telling me at the very end of the, after we had a, you know, a 15-minute conversation, I ended up finding out.
Uh-huh.
After he thanked me for being a veteran, which I kind of, you know, I'm not really crazy about.
Mm-hmm.
He was in New Hampshire visiting, I don't know what they were doing here, thrift shopping, and he said he was in a an establishment, I think in Fitzwilliam, and some individual walked into the store and had a gun on his hip. And he said he was just, he wasn't scared, but he was very, very leery.
He was on edge.
He was on edge. And I'm like, well, why? I mean, come on now.
You carry a gun every day, dude.
This is first time in New Hampshire.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you love the vets, but you don't, you know, you don't want
to see them have guns.
But I mean, you realize you are probably in the safest establishment in the area, because you know, crazies aren't going to that place.
Mm.
They're going to the schools. They're going to the movie theaters. They're not going to, mess with the store with the guns are allowed.
Was this the pizza? It's a place where two free staters worked there?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Quite possible. Oh, now that you mentioned, it might be someone that we know.
It may very well be. I know I've seen a picture of one of the early movers, Matt Roach, who's one of the proprietors of Stone Farm here, a place where people will stay when they're visiting. He works the kitchen at a place in Fitzwilliam, which is the place, you know, that's the place you mentioned. And I've seen a picture of him working over the grill with a gun in the back of his, the small of his back. And he's packing heat there behind the counter. And, like, that's a safe place.
Exactly. That's a place I want to frequent.
All right, we're going to come back with more here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, coming up, there's an editorial piece written by a Free State Project participant that made it into the Sunday paper up here, where he just handles objection after objection to the ideas of liberty and did a great job with it. We'll share that with you. 855-450-FREE allows you to bring up what you want, though. This is Free Talk Live.
Well, I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the super state and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more laws to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin, and stays strong for 24 hours. New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, refers to first dose only. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com. or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us here toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Talking about arming the police or disarming them. Is it even possible to have a police disarming going on in the United States? Because we're certainly seeing more militarization. They're getting more toys like tanks and more armor for themselves and more machine guns and rocket launchers and grenade launchers. And, good times for the cops. Unfortunately, not so good times for the rest of us who have to suffer from the violence inflicted upon our friends and family members and neighbors by the police.
And pay for it. Pay for the actual tools that are being used against us.
If you don't pay, they'll send those men with those guns to your house.
That's why they need those toys.
So you want to share your thoughts? We're right here at 855-450-FREE. And don't forget, you can also join us online anytime you like at freetalklive.com, where all the features are free. And if you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, then please join the AMP program. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month. That's nothing. You know, the cost of a cup of coffee in some places. And it makes a big difference for us because it allows us to market Free Talk Live. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It allows us to promote Free Talk Live and market the show to more radio stations so we can get on more places all around the country and further get on more satellite connections around the globe and bring more internet listeners on board. And so exposing more people to the ideas of freedom, that's one of the things we do best here on Free Talk Live. So please join the AMP program. Get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group. Go and get the details and get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right there on our site at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We were talking about the militarization of the police and specifically the different countries in the world, at least 17 of them, that do not require the police. They, in fact, prohibit, in certain cases, the police from carrying guns while they are on duty on patrol. And I think I've pretty much wrapped up the piece from Washington Post. But I just thought it was an interesting story, and it's just sort of a shock to the system, I think, for some people to realize that in some places of the world that are very similarly, you know, made up as the United States, very Western places, that the police don't need to have guns. That doesn't mean there aren't criminals there who aren't dangerous. But for the most part, the police aren't really interacting with those people all the time. A lot of the police interactions are giving people tickets and things like that. So is this necessary? And how could it be done to where in the United States the police could be disarmed? Because these guys are saying at the very end of this story, the sociologist claims that the rolling back of the militarization of the American police would need to be accompanied by policies that increase economic and racial equality. Now, to me, that sounds like socialism, right? That sounds like, you know, forcing equality on people, which never really works out. But what I would like to see is having the government not force itself on anyone who wants to make money, right? Like, poor people should be able to start their own businesses. And in the United States, they're essentially prohibited from doing so. There are zoning ordinances that get in the way of poor people running a home-based business. They're just, in a lot of places, prohibited. Now, not everywhere, but in a lot of places, you can't run a home-based business. And then also, you know, in addition to being able to restricted in what you can do in your house, if you want to take something and create it in like a strip mall or in some other location more zoned for business, well, then you're looking at severe costs. You've got to get licenses in a lot of cases, which means you've got to go jump through arbitrary hoops put up by the state and put up by specifically the people who are already in business who want to make it difficult for you.
These laws supposedly are to protect us from doing harm to ourselves.
Protect the consumers.
Or harm to the consumers, exactly. New Hampshire, I've looked into this, you know, what it would involve to run a business out of my house, and there are a lot of rules. There's a long checklist, and I know that one right off the top of my head is like you can't go over 300 square feet.
Really?
And that's
Is that New Hampshire or Keene?
New Hampshire.
Because I've seen the Keene ordinances, and they do seem to allow for some home-based businesses here. Like, they haven't cracked down on me yet, and I'm doing, you know, a radio program.
Well, this room will fit in the now, if your parking was bigger, or, you know, by the way, your neighbors could just complain about people who park.
That's true.
And by the way, you can't have more than one employee that does not live here already. So I guess you fit the bill because you've
We don't have employees.
Well, yeah, an employee.
Well, I don't know how it would work then if you have co-owners or, you know,
I don't know
co-chairs
either.
But there's a long list. It's more than 30.
But there's situations here that, maybe there are rules, but how well they're enforced is another question.
Correct.
Right? So there is a situation that has just developed recently in Fitzwilliam, again, same place. And I actually haven't gone public with this story yet, so I'm just going to kind of tease it here. But it involves a business that is run by some activists who have been targeted by somebody in the town. Somebody on the town selectman targeted them and sent them threatening letters about like $250 a day fines. Mm-hmm. And these guys have been in business for a couple of years, and you know, everybody's been happy with their service. And all of a sudden this comes out of nowhere. Well, it turns out it's their landlords who are going after them. Their landlords are not doing what they're supposed to do contractually, which is to take care of the septic system so poop doesn't back up in the shower. But they're not doing that, and so there's a dispute between them and these folks. And so the landlords apparently have now snitched them out to the town, and they've got a buddy who's on the town selectman who went after this business. Well, the proprietors of the business went into the selectman meeting this week, and they, I guess, had announced in advance they were going to be coming because the one selectman who's been targeting them wasn't there at the selectmen meeting, and there's only three selectmen. The other two selectmen, by the way, there were no other attendees at this meeting. So the only
which is typical of any town hall meeting in the area.
None.
Or school board meeting.
There are two people attending, and it was the two people who run this business. So they came, they talked to the existing selectmen who were there, who were not the two that were targeting them, or who were not the one that was targeting them, and these two selectmen were profusely apologetic for what had happened. They withdrew the complaints against the couple and case closed.
Right.
So, you know, they showed up and they stood up for themselves, and these bureaucrats essentially backed down. They wanted nothing to do with, to look like they were cracking down on this home-based business.
And possibly one particular bureaucrat, the one who didn't show up to this event, might not be selectmen next.
Don't be going there, Conan. I don't know if that's public information.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
About that.
Well, I know. It's a ballot thing. So if he's on the ballot,
lose.
If he's on the ballot and the people hear about this event, they might not be as likely to vote for him.
So you said policies, previously you said that it sounded like policies sound like more spending and welfare and things like that. And that's not always true.
The policies he's talking about here are policies that increase economic and racial equality is what this sociologist is saying is necessary to do before demilitarizing the police.
Right. So there are policies as far as increasing economic equality is letting people start home businesses and that sort of thing. That's a really great one. Another one is as far as...
But generally that's not a policy, Mark. And then the reason why I say this sounds like socialism to me is because when you talk about policies, it sounds like you want to put something into place. That would be removing things, right? That would be removing regulations.
Taking things out of place is a policy change.
Okay.
So I think that that's... that qualifies, but I would also like to point out is this much of the problem that goes on here is to some extent racial, right? Like that's there. You got to ask yourself, what must it be like to be a black person living in Ferguson, where there's a largely white police force and a largely black community?
Probably the same thing that the a lot of the Roman outskirt towns, nations had to deal with when they had Romans marching through their streets and,
they felt occupied.
Until, of course, their sons and daughters became members of the Roman Empire themselves. And, it took years, but, for the empire to spread to the next generation. But yeah, it probably felt the same way. In some countries, some nations, as we know, never got used to the fact, and they were always getting nailed to things.
Always problems, yes, crucified. But, I mean, even Baltimore, the police department isn't as black as the city. This is kind of, I wonder what it must be like, and I kind of think that a policy that might make some sense, or at the very least, might stop some of the upset in the black community, if there is such a thing as a black community, if you can separate people by the amount of melanin in their skin. But I think a lot of people do, including many blacks. If you can, is that maybe the police force should be somewhere in the general ballpark of the demographic breakdown of the community?
I think that's a good policy, just because then when the police continue to be violent against people, when it's black-on-black police violence, then it'll become even more clear for folks that this isn't a racial issue.
Right.
This is really about power. This is about other men and women having the power to get away with murder, to get away with all kinds of criminal acts, simply because they've got a badge on their shoulder. That's what this is really about. And I think that if you you did have the policy of the breakdown of the police being similar demographics to the area, I think it would really accelerate that conversation.
And elected officials as well.
Well, elected officials is kind of your problem, right? Yeah. Like the gerrymandering is, gerrymandering goes on. But that's, that just sort of shows some of the flaws in the political system as we have it today. But elected officials, I think that the breakdowns tend to be pretty close to demographic lines, would be my guess.
Join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE, answering objections to liberty, coming up here on Free Talk Live, Ian Conan and Mark.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dismiss punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com.
If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.